Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got the real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Welcome to the Big Hot Show Brooklyn, Episode 8. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me, we've got...
Ken.
And Matt.
And Ken.
And Matt.
And Ken.
And Matt.
And Ken.
You know, these shows always start off with a bang, and this week has not disappointed at all.
Right. It's been 10 seconds into the episode when you first said bang.
So, I guess, first of all, we got... What are we talking about this week, guys?
We made it to 8 episodes? What the...
That's a lot. 8 is a lot.
8. There's gonna... After this episode, there's gonna be 80 hours of our dumb voices on the internet.
Oh, my God. Wait, 80? No. 8 hours.
8, whatever. Think, also, I can't do math.
I feel like Google is gonna invent a product, if this doesn't already exist, where it's just gonna be able to turn all podcasts into text, and then, like, years from now, like, in the future, historians will look back and, like, this is what people did in 2012.
Who are these guys talking about banging on metal sheets?
It's just going to be like when I say turds, the Siri.
I feel like we should mention, before we start any show, Matt, you just yell obscene things at Siri into your phone, and we all laugh because we're children.
It's Matt's voice warm-ups.
She's my vocal coach. She's not doing a good job, apparently.
Didn't you, like, set a reminder or something for, what was it?
Yeah, I set a reminder for April 20th in the year 2069 to kill myself. And it worked. It's now my calendar.
It's your death date.
You can join Matt.
Let's see what else we got to mention at the top
check
of the show.
Check his Kickstarter.
Check our Kickstarter. Yeah. It just says give us money, assholes.
Yeah, wait to see what you get.
No, we don't have.
Here's a hint. It's all turds.
There's no Kickstarters involved.
All right, well, let's get going.
What's Hold on. I have a special. I found out something very special.
What?
We have a very important follower of the Big Hot Show Twitter.
What?
Who's this? I don't know if you guys have seen this, what? But the one and only Barack Hussein Obama is following us.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh my God.
Wait, how does that even work?
The president is
literally following Big Hot Show on Twitter. We're right up there with Fleshlight.
Does he just, like, follow? I guess he just follows
everybody.
He just,
like, automatically follows.
He used to automatically follow everyone.
But now he's clearly picking the winners.
Yeah, because he doesn't follow you two knuckleheads.
We have an endorsement from the President of the United States of America. What do you have?
What other podcast is followed on Twitter by the president?
Yeah, I think...
Giant Bomb, you're on the watch list. We're on the president's awesome list.
All right, well, what happened this weekend? What's this called?
What did you do this weekend? Who are we going to start with?
Let's start with Blake.
Because mine are the worst. I never do anything. I've been moving for the past 2 weeks.
Into your new place?
I moved into my new place, but shit is still stacked, like, in a corner, and I haven't gotten it all sorted out yet.
I moved 3 times last year. 3 times in a period of 1 year. That always happens where... You pack shit, you throw it in a corner, you don't open it. And then you realize, like, I actually don't need this shit.
No, I know. I'm going to get to that phase.
If it never comes out of the boxes.
Yeah, I'm going to get there. But it's like, and you know, you're like, all right, what am I going to do this weekend? Am I going to be motivated and clean all this shit up? Or sit and play Spelunky and eat McDonald's? You know, that's what happened.
I feel bad because there's like people who hike, like, miles a day just to get water. And
Idiots.
You can't be asked to open up a cardboard box.
Yeah, but come on.
Take your dirty, like, you know... Scott Pilgrim versus the World comic books out of the box.
I just have thousands of them.
That's all I see on your desk, so that's all I assume that you have.
To be fair, I still have a box, 2 boxes in my room that I haven't unpacked since I moved in over a year ago.
Yeah, you just renewed your lease, didn't you?
Yeah.
Anyway, what about you guys? Surely something exciting happened.
I went to the beach.
Mm.
That's where I got this injury from.
The injury that no one can
see.
He's
got a big black eye and choke marks around his neck. Yeah. Oh, I fell on the beach.
I fell into a hand-shaped rock. And another fist-shaped rock punched me. No, I was like, you know, horsing around in the water doing,
it's called swimming.
Yeah, that's what it is, swimming. I was like swimming, you know, when you, like, try to catch a wave, and it's like, it's just called body surfing, isn't it? I'm like, I'm always afraid that I'm going to use the word body surfing and think it's, like, some sort of sexual term.
I thought body surfing was just standing on another human being while in the water.
Oh, so hot.
I was just, like, riding waves in, and, like, one got me and just, like, tumbled me over, like, face first, and I hit the sand really hard.
Yikes.
And just scraped the hell out of my face.
Yikes.
And now I look like the Terminator, except... pathetic.
Yeah, I'm about to say, there's nothing masculine about your little nick there.
Are you made out of metal?
No, but
now one thing we could talk about, Ken. You don't want your face on the internet. We were talking about this just before the show. You don't have any pictures of you on your Twitter.
Yeah.
We might do some video stuff here in a little while, and you don't. I feel like you don't want to be a part of it.
That's correct.
Why are you afraid of having your face on the internet?
Okay, here's what we're gonna do, Blake.
Uh-huh.
You and I are going to draw artist renditions of Ken.
No, let's get this police sketch people in.
Yeah, no, let's actually do that. Let's find out how much they cost, and we will hire that.
We've got two artists here.
Oh, no, we can get it free.
That's right. We have artists working
if Ken
on the other side of this wall.
If Ken just commits a crime, we'll get it for free. So go steal a TV.
We can just say he committed a crime. Some gay Beatle-looking dude stole my wallet.
When he says Beetle, he's not talking about the band. He's talking about
I'm talking about bugs.
Just look like an actual Beetle.
Talking about the Beetleborgs.
So what else did you do on the beach?
Just beached it up. Just a very lazy weekend.
It seems like you go to the beach, it seems like it's fun for a bit, and then you're like, I'm too hot, and then you're done.
No, actually, we went at a really good time of day. Like, we planned to go like later in the afternoon when everyone was mostly gone.
Mm.
And it worked out pretty well, and it wasn't too hot.
Were you there when the sun set?
No. Because I got this injury about like 15 minutes into swimming, and having a giant scrape on your face and then going into salt water does not work. Like, it's just excruciating pain while swimming.
Oh my God.
All right. So no, Matt, what'd you do this weekend?
Well, I stayed at home and read my Scott Pilgrim comics and went to McDonald's.
I lent them to you. Are they treating you right?
Well, Blake just lent them a bunch of boxes.
There's only six books. Like, what?
One in each box. All scattered strategically around my apartment.
And some of them are just full of bugs.
There's traps in each one.
Some of them are full of like...
No one's going to get to my anime.
Yep. Boxes of Scott.
It's called manga, all right? Stand correct.
Put the man in manga.
You have boxes of Scott
Pilgrim. I put the
Pilgrim.
Gay in manga.
I don't think there's a Y in manga.
No, it's just manga. G-A.
Manga.
Oh, this fan is on. Is that going to bother us, guys?
No, it's fine.
Continue.
It sounds pretty loud.
It's fine.
Fan sounds pretty loud. If it sounds terrible, it's their fault.
Yeah.
Done.
Blame me and Ken.
Okay, so Matt, what did you do this week?
Oh, I went to my friend Amar's birthday party. It's his birthday today, so everyone say happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Amar. Everyone at home, say that too.
They won't.
But it's going to be August by the time this gets posted. So.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know why you guys keep ragging on me about posting these shows.
Because
it's
you're
work.
Fucking slow as hell.
I know it's easy for you guys who just show up and blab into a mouth. Into a mouth?
Yeah. Blab just with your mouth. His jaw and I just stick my head inside and just start talking.
But you know, you got to put them together. And I got to time. You don't just click like save and it's done.
Blake, I know. I will help you. I told you, I'll write
that. That's true. You wrote the show notes for last time.
Blake,
Ken has contributed nothing.
Blake, you work hard to do this podcast.
I work hard
Blake,
so I can play
you work
hard.
You play hard. Bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam. Everybody dance now.
So yeah, it's my friend Amar's birthday. I went to his birthday party. It was really fun. The next day,
Amar's parties are always really fun.
Yeah.
If you're in the New York area,
just start calling out
Amar.
Everyone
just got really drunk and we were on his roof dancing. It was fun.
Last year when I went to Amar's birthday party, I got so drunk I don't like remember this.
Yeah, you were the bartender last time, right?
I was a bartender. Like what I was doing, I did the bad thing last time I was bartending at his party. When I was making drinks for people, whatever the remnants were, I just drank them. And I was not paying attention to how much I was drinking.
I've definitely done that with like skunk beers.
Yeah,
I could tell
because like by the end you were like, hey, Matt, I made this. I don't know what it is. And you handed it to me. It was the worst thing I ever tasted in my life because you were too clearly like too drunk to like know how to make a drink.
I'm
not even sure if there's alcohol in it. I think it was just like...
It was just all bitters. Let's just open the bitters.
It was like bitters and nutmeg and like cloves.
So now, what kind of party was this? Was it like a... Was
sex
all
orgy.
The booze...
sex orgy.
Yeah, was all the booze there or did you guys bring booze?
I brought booze. Yeah, it was a cheap party, but a fun party.
See, now in my book, not to be a snob here, or actually I think I'm just being a drunk, really, but if you say you're having a party, you have booze there. Like, there's no such thing as a BYOB party. That doesn't exist because that's just me coming to your house doing all the work, right? That's not.
No,
really.
I think it's fair, you know, like.
Parties are fucking expensive.
Parties are expensive, you know? It takes a lot of time.
Dude, you guys clearly have not partied as much as I have. Parties can be way cheap.
Yeah, but when you don't clean up after yourself, maybe.
A pack of hot dogs and
I'm not talking about
a
like,
case of Coors Light.
Maybe not monetarily expensive, but like, you know, like
labor intensive expensive.
Well, yeah.
You gotta clean, and then you gotta
clean again like the next day.
Right? Yeah, I used to do this.
I used to do this every
weekend.
You gotta make sure everyone's happy, you gotta get food.
But that's what throwing a party is, right? That's like what Like, I just don't like people who are like, oh, I don't want to have to buy booze. Well, that's what you do.
Booze is expensive.
All right. You guys are not professional partiers. Well, I want somebody.
Actually, I am.
You're professional anything, Blake, so I don't think you have anything to...
I went to another party the next night, actually.
Oh, really?
And what happened?
Look at you, living it up.
That's right.
All the single ladies.
All of them.
All the single ladies.
every single lady.
Every single...
Yeah. All right. Anything else about the party?
So I went to this other party. Well, it was a parade that turned into a party. It was this thing. I never heard of it before. It was called the Kaleidoscope Parade.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And basically, you know, it was all those free spirity types. You know, everyone was...
A few weeks ago, you went to the Mermaid Parade.
Yeah.
Now you're going to another free spirit parade. What are you trying to say about yourself?
I'm a free spirit, guys.
Yeah, that's true. Matt's spirit is free. You can get it at www.mattspirit.com.
/free. /Harvard.
BigHotShow.com.
No. I was going to say, don't you dare make up another fucking domain for us to set up.
/Matt's spirit.
/spirit. /Harvard.
/my spirit.
Just / the Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, we're assuming we're going to be setting up big hot slow slashes.
All of them are just like the same letter repeated five times.
So when you say it's a free spirit party, what does that mean?
So everyone was dressed in crazy colors. Everyone was, you know, had hula hoops and flags and...
Were you dressed in crazy colors?
No, I wasn't, because I didn't know what the fuck this was.
Blake's like word for free, like when you say free spirit, religious
liberal.
Means liberal. Yeah, or people who know how to have a fun time.
Yeah. There are people who know that you don't ask people to bring booze to parties.
Let me give you an example of some of the people there. There's this guy walking around in a tutu, and he had a bag full of dried banana chips, and he would just go around to people and just ask random people if they wanted one. And
the guy's trying to give you free banana chips. Well,
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just giving an example of the type of person that was at this party.
I don't know if I would accept banana chips from a man in a tutu. Who knows what those are laced in.
Yeah, exactly. Well, one of the people said, is this laced with anything? And he was like, no, but if you know where to get drugs, let me know.
That is the exact answer somebody like out of their fucking shit on PCP would say. PCP banana chips.
Yeah. So
PCP is not even a party drug. PCP is like, fuck, I want to die drug.
Yeah.
Which is why it's great at parties.
Again, this is why Blake doesn't know anything about parties.
Yeah, I feel like my parties are way different. My parties are just like nightmares.
You just do PCP and smash your head against a mirror until like it breaks open, then you try to rip your flesh off.
I think Blake's idea of a party is that Hail Bob Comet suicide thing.
Yeah. You guys want Kool-Aid?
I've got $1.75 for the tolls in my pocket.
But yeah, so we started off at Battery Park, and
where you can find plenty of double A's, triple A's.
Yeah, yeah, just batteries
C's,
everywhere.
B's.
One thing about
and
Battery
people
Park
just
City.
Hit each other too.
One thing I didn't know about that. Did you know that Battery Park City is not a real city? It's like it's not a city.
Yeah, I know it's not a city.
It's a landfill.
Yeah,
I never knew about landfills till I moved here, and that's fascinating.
Landfills are fucking awesome.
Yeah. For those who don't know, it's like they had like the World Trade Center used to be right on the edge of the Hudson River. Like there was a street that ran along right beside it.
No, because
now there was like all the dirt they dug up from the World Trade Center, they're building it in the 70s. Now they're like, oh, we just made more city with it. How does that work? That's fucking space magic.
But it's really nice over there. I don't know if you guys have been there. There's a really good movie theater over there.
Oh yeah.
But so we started off there. It was just a bunch of weird people, and we all like we went to this playground.
What is this like? How does this not sound like a Magic the Gathering tournament? Weird people, playgrounds,
because it was outside.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Normally, if you go outside during a Magic the Gathering tournament, you just combust.
Was it overcast? If it was overcast, they may have gone outside.
It wasn't overcast,
okay.
No.
Okay, continue.
So it was like a parade?
Yeah, it was a parade. And so we went to this playground. We walked around the park. We went through one of those like pedestrian overpasses over like, you know, a busy street. And there, everyone did the limbo, and then and then the best part was my favorite part of the night is when we all got onto a subway. Like we packed like five entire cars.
Oh my god!
And there
god.
Was in each car there was a guy with like a like cart that had like a giant speaker.
Nice.
And so like there's like a dance party in each subway car, and anytime someone would get on the train, we would all just like cheer for them, and like they'd just look around confused. Some of them would smile. These two ladies just ran. And then we made it to Brooklyn eventually, to Williamsburg, and we were in like the Hasidic Jewish neighborhood.
So all of Brooklyn.
That's fun.
No. They were like the little kids were like looking out the windows, waving at us, and we were all like, ah. And then we went to this building, and we went up like 12 floors and onto the roof, and there was like a brass band playing there, and they wouldn't play any ska for me. I just kept yelling ska. But it, no,
so that's
it was,
not even a word.
Ska!
No, it was really cool. And like, you know, the sunset in the background, and you could see the entire city.
Were you screaming ska at the sunset too?
Yeah.
Ska!
No. It's sun, not ska. So
I dropped down on my knees and yelled.
Two things. First of all, I clearly need to be hanging out with you on the weekends. I don't know why I'm sitting at home playing Spelunky and eating McDonald's when I could be having PCP parties with you.
Second time you've mentioned Spelunky and McDonald's. Well, how much are they paying you?
Because this is their advertising campaign. We're going to get an obscure podcast.
Yeah, this episode of Big Hot Show is brought to you by McDonald's.
And Spelunky.
Also, number two, you mentioned, and we're also at parties, you mentioned they had a cart with music on it. What we used to do at parties in the South is I used to have this cart where...
A mule wagon.
I would haul my wheelbarrow full of... No, but
we would play music into a bucket and then collect.
Yeah. Well, instead of carts, we had jugs.
I used to have this cart that had all my music equipment on it, and we would push it outside and crank Freebird up to the maximum volume. This would go, and these speakers are big. They were real fucking.
I used them to
DJ. Yeah. These are real like loud.
DJing
ass
in the South, playing Freebird.
And we
the
would
least
sit,
danceable song.
We would stand on the porch and chug and shotgun beers to Freebird. That is the most American
shotgun
thing.
Shotgun beers to a song. Like, there's no rhythm involved.
Because when it gets to the fast part, that's when you start drinking. Yeah. Because everybody's saluting at the slow part.
Like, really?
Yeah.
When it gets to the fast part.
I mean, it was a joke, but yeah, that's what we did. We would salute until the fast part.
Okay, I kind of want to go to the South just so I can see this.
No, you don't.
I've never been to the South. I want to check it out.
You gotta go
to Florida once, but that was Disney World, so it doesn't count.
Well, you're going to have to come by sometime. It's a nightmare.
Besides that, the furthest south I went was like Maryland.
Maryland's the South.
I've clearly got to start hanging out with you. I dare say we've got to start like being friends outside of this show.
No, I'm... let's...
All right, this weekend, we're going to do something crazy.
I'm busy this weekend, but next weekend.
Oh, because you're going to be doing something cool again to talk about next week that you're excluding me from? All right,
actually,
I see how it is.
Yeah, actually it is.
Oh, well, cool. All right, guys, what else
I'm
are we
going to the
about?
World's Coolest Man competition where I'm the...
He's the only
reigning champion.
Oh, actually, you know what I did this weekend? I forgot to mention this. You know where I went and ate on Saturday night, living it up in
McDonald's?
New York City?
Where?
Outback Steakhouse.
Wow.
Let me
ask you a question. I hear there's no rules there. And everything is just right.
Well, it's close to...
Is it like a no-nudity rule?
Well, it's close to where my girlfriend works, and another friend of mine who's from England just thinks it's the most hilarious place on the planet, so he loves going there.
Oh, so you guys went ironically?
No, I don't think so, because it's fairly cheap and decent food.
Dude, it's not. Like,
what?
It's not.
Dude, you get a
you
burger.
You have bad taste in food, and you're a bad person.
See, now, it's just like you don't like McDonald's, right?
I don't like McDonald's.
McDonald's is fucking genetically engineered by God to be delicious.
McDonald's?
Okay. I agree with both of you. I like all food.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Shitty food and good food.
Ken, you're maybe just being a bit of a food prude.
No.
Can the food prude?
Can the food prude?
I like that word, so yes, I'll agree.
Can the food prude, dude?
I like food prudes.
You're a pre-chewed food
prude. Very rude.
Rudes. I'm a rude pre-chewed food prude.
You can check us out at bighotshow.com/rude food prude, dude. Pre-chewed.
Oh, one thing. Oh, now I don't have this website pulled up. But a segment we used to play on the radio show I used to do, which is about steakhouses. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this website. It's called steakhouseorgaybar.com. And it is amazing. You go to this website and it
has... You find all of Blake Buck's previous living addresses.
So it's just all your four
have a name.
Chickens.
It'll have...
Sorry.
It'll have a name like Rusty Spurs. And you have to guess... And then you click on it, and it'll tell you like if it's it true, which one it
if
is.
You just heard Outback without the steakhouse,
right? Because they're all very similar.
Montana,
like you know, some of them are like Cliffy's.
Montana, what's that other one that has like the?
I feel like we should play. Do you guys have somebody pull it up on their phone? Maybe.
No, I don't feel like doing this.
Oh come on, we'll do one. We'll do one.
Okay, wait. Oh, I got one off the top of my head. It's
Texas Roadhouse.
Is the steakhouse colon? What is it?
Is this a gay bar or a normal bar?
A gay bar. No, it's steakhouseorgaybar.com is the website.
I know, but I'm doing one right now, so you don't have to look up things on the internet.
I got one after Matt, but go ahead.
The Rusty Knot.
Ooh.
That's a real bar.
I'm assuming it's a bar. It I'm assuming it's a steakhouse because you don't.
I mean, not the gay bars aren't real bars. But.
Yeah, I know.
All right, here. I got
okay, wait. Here's one. Here's one. Scotch and sirloin.
Ooh, that's got to be a sirloin. That's got to be a steakhouse.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But what about, imagine a gay bar named Scotch and Sirloin.
And it was run by two guys, one named Scotch and the other guy named Sirloin.
Let's see here. I'm clicking through them. Let's see if I can find one for us. BS West. The letter B, the letter S. BS West.
That's a steakhouse.
Let's click steakhouse. Incorrect. Gay bar in Phoenix, Arizona.
Wow.
Jar.
What?
Jar?
Jar.
That's a gay bar.
That's got to be a gay bar.
Gay bar.
And we click. That is incorrect. Steakhouse in Los Angeles. Ooh. Trio.
Our gay bar gator.
That's a steakhouse.
Up.
Now, it's in all capital letters, so I don't know if that might be.
Say it again.
That's a
trio.
T-R-I-O.
I'm going to say gay bar.
I'm going to say steakhouse.
Let's see. And it is a steakhouse in Austin, Texas.
Damn.
I'm telling you, you could play this game for hours. I love it. Steakhouseandgaybar.com. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, also sponsored.
Steakhousegaybar.com. All right. Well, these internet humor things that pop up. I am getting really fucking sick of all these terrible internet memes that are popping up. Stuff like, especially one that has been beat to death. That I don't know why that people still use it. Chuck Norris jokes.
Like, why? They can't be beat to death because Chuck. Don't stop right there.
Yeah. How did the Chuck Norris joke become such like?
You know what? Actually, I think I know that the Chuck Norris joke where the Chuck Norris jokes came from. I think they started as Vin Diesel jokes, and then they were originally Vin Diesel jokes, and then just turned into Chuck Norris. I don't know why.
Well,
that was the origin of
what
Chuck
I'm saying.
Norris.
It doesn't really matter who started it. What I'm more asking is, how did that become such a big thing?
I don't know. I think
it's not
like
really that funny, right? Is it? Is it the most just considering how huge it is?
Conan O'Brien had like the Chuck Norris lover on his show, and I think that kind of perpetuated it too.
See, that was funny though, because it was just like clips of a shitty TV show.
I guess that's how anything that's cool though goes. Like it's cool for the first like 90 seconds that it happens, and then after that, it's totally lame.
I can see why it could be funny like the first three times you heard it. But not
I thought they were funny the first time I saw it, but the first time I saw it was also like 2006. But people are still doing it, and it's just like, come
on. That's the thing, like some of these, you know, it takes so while for a lot of, like, you know, somebody ever send you a YouTube video and you watch and you're like, oh, that's funny. And then you like send it to somebody else and you're like, oh, fuck, that's so old. Get out.
Yeah, I'm usually the guy that says, oh, fuck, that's so old. Get out. like my friend won't send me things anymore because she's like, I can't find anything you haven't seen yet.
Well, I was like, go ahead. Come on. Show me something funny on the internet. I dare you. Yeah.
Another example of this.
Just link me to my Twitter.
I was looking on the app store for iPhone the other day, and they have an app for Instagram, or it's an Instagram sort of themed app called I'd Cap That.
I'd Cap That?
Which already, it's so hilarious because it's like it's tap, like a tap, but instead, so it's it takes a picture and it puts a funny, I'm putting that in funny. Quotes, caption at the
air
bottom.
Quotes were made.
So for their screenshots, their first screenshot was a picture of a baby wearing sunglasses, and it says, I'm sexy and I know it.
Wow.
It's like how is this number 10 on the App Store? We're like a billion people like, hell yeah, fucking download.
I have such a big problem with people finding babies funny. I don't know why people find them so funny. Like it's like, oh my god, some undeveloped human is making a weird face, fucking comedy goldmine.
I think because they finally found someone they can like look at and laugh at that's stupider than them.
No, because the baby's probably smarter.
It's like the most base form of humor. It's like here, like because okay, now, listen, not to explain comedy to you guys, but
here we go.
Everyone's strapping for a comedy joyride.
Comedy 101 from Blake.
Comedy 101 from
Blake. I'm a failure.
Well, no, I'm talking in broad terms. Okay, first of all. I do stand up almost once 2 months. Okay,
almost once. Okay.
Second of all,
so you stand up once in a while.
I just rascal it the rest of the time.
You can hear the McDonald's bags rustling.
Spelunky!
That's another $200 we just made.
But comedy, just to speak in broad terms, comedy is about expectations and defying expectations, right? Mm-hmm. So even though it's like
your father and what you have done. So your father has expectations of what you would become, and you've turned out to be a failure.
Yeah, right. So, yeah. No, but it's like you see a baby. You wouldn't expect a baby to say, "I'm sexy and I know it," right? It's sort of like, oh, you think you're going right and you go left. That's how all jokes work.
I think I'm just so jaded now. And I have a feeling you guys are kind of like this too. Like, that stuff isn't funny to me, but like non-jokes are funny to me.
Right.
Yeah. Like if you go
if there's a baby and the caption was just like, I'm gaga, like, you know, goo goo. And it just,
yeah.
Maybe that might if it said goo goo gaga, that would be funny.
That would be funny, yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is like, okay, what you're talking about is where like, essentially, I'm saying the formula holds up, expectations and defying it, right? So, like, but you're appreciating that, like, something really stupid, like a horrible joke on a different level.
Right.
Because the expectation is different.
But it's gotten to the point where your expectation is the meme, the joke that's going on. So, like, that's why it's not funny anymore. That's why Chuck Norris jokes aren't funny anymore. Because when you say something stupid, it's like, oh, this is going to be about Chuck Norris. Or, like, if you say, like,
right.
Oh, this guy, and that's, Chuck Norris does...
The setup has gotten so tired. Yeah. Even if you have the best punchline, the setup is so tired. Yeah. Essentially, the same thing. It's like setup and punchline. Those are two different things, right? You say one thing, you're thinking this, and then you get another thing.
Yeah.
Comedy formula. $1 million, guys. Just gave it to you. Now go be a moderately unsuccessful comedian like me.
You gave us just $1 million. Where's $1 million? You just said gave us...
He won it in the Monopoly game at McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Big Hot Arches?
Yeah. Man, I got a hankering for some of those delicious crispy golden fries over at McDonald's.
You always see horrible, horrible internet jokes, too. It's also on Facebook. I made the mistake. Oh, what were you going
to
say?
Oh, no, I wanted to talk about, like, everyone seems to be posting, like, those, like, some e-cards on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, those, yeah.
It's like, I don't know. They were funny to me again. I don't mean to sound like a pretentious asshole, but like, you know, like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And now everyone seems to be finding them, and it's all just the same formula. You know, like some old picture of, you know, hand-drawn picture of like a woman wearing a big ass dress. And then it's like, I love liquor. You know, like something like,
I don't know. That sounds pretty fucking good.
Actually, actually that one is funny.
I'm pretty sure doesn't that e-card site just rip off Mary to the Sea, or is it the same thing?
No.
Well, see, it gets the whole debate.
It's not ironic. It's just like sassy quotes, and it's like things that people in the past wouldn't say. You know,
it's like
no one in the 50s would be talking about banging their girlfriend.
I definitely have seen those where it's like,
wow,
50s, but we're going to be vulgar and trashy. Yeah. Get it? Because again, expectation. Oh, it's going to be friendly. Expectation.
People in the 50s didn't talk like that. This is funny. And they're saying what I'm thinking.
Well, you know what I was doing on Facebook today that I should not have been doing?
Jerking looking off at to weird, your friend's bikini. Yeah,
while, I was going to say that.
While at work. It was
we really know Blake bad. Buck so well.
No, but I went. I was thinking about it. I was trying, because I was thinking, I was like, what is something we talk about on the show? I was trying to think about things I did in high school. And I remembered, oh, man, there was this girl I really like was trying to bang in high school.
Oh, you said it.
Oh, fuck. I swore to myself.
Not talking about you banging girls.
Well, I never banged
honestly,
her.
Like all the girls I've talked to seriously have stopped listening to the show.
This is
not a joke. This is not a bit. They really have stopped listening to the show because you keep talking about banging.
Look, if they saw my face, go to bighotshow.com/sad if you want to see the most handsome man ever. You ever do this where it's like, oh yeah, like this person from way back in the day, I wonder what they're up to now, and you look them up.
I have done that many times. Everybody's done this.
You've never done this.
Talk to people from high school? No, I don't think I've
not
ever.
Talk to, but just look them
looked
up.
Looked up people that looked you haven't up. Seen in a while and see what they're up to.
I think I've done that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and I mean, not like, oh, my life is great, because God knows it's not, but like, you know, you look up somebody, you're like, oh, that person was really cool, and it's like, yep, they still live in the same town where we graduated, and from the looks of their photos, looks like they work at a clothing store. Cool.
Yeah, you've really moved up the ladder, Blake.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, my life is a nightmare, all right? It's not much
Blake,
better.
No, you're in the greatest city on Earth. You're hanging out with this
two coolest people.
Yeah, on Earth.
And you've actually physically climbed up a ladder to get the job. You rung that bell. It's like those carnival games with the rope ladder.
I guess the listeners out there don't know about Blake's interview, but we made him climb up ladders.
Blake's interview was basically that.
We dangled a hot dog from the ceiling and put a ladder up against the wall, and that was his test. He had
That's
to figure out how
party,
to get the hot
man.
Dog.
All you need is booze.
Well, I was also thinking about, man, like, I guess that's what got me thinking. I was thinking, what an idiot I was, like, about dating and, like, socializing.
And still am.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. God knows I don't have it figured out now, but I look at you know, Blake in high school, it's like, wow.
What'd you do wrong?
Yeah. I wish I could just go back.
Maybe I shouldn't wear Mario t-shirts every day.
Oh, you mean Turek 2 t-shirts?
BigHotShow.com/sad.
But it's like, I don't know, if you could go back to your like high school self and give maybe not necessarily like dating advice or socializing, but what would be the advice you gave?
Invest in Google.
This can't be get rich quick. This is more on a personal growth level.
Well, that's my personal
not your wallet growth.
My personal growth level would be growing my wallet.
Mm. What about you, man? Would you have any advice?
Stop listening to ska.
No.
Don't play Pokemon cards. Do not collect GameCube games.
Wow, I haven't changed much since high school. listen to more ska. Collect more GameCube games.
Get them while they just come out.
There's a man living in Buffalo, New York named Ken. Go murder him.
I would tell you something.
It's cool. The cops won't mind.
Oh, now, Ken, we were talking about this. You wanted to say something about school assemblies, right? When you were back at...
I did.
Oh, you did.
Matt wanted to say that.
What were you guys' school assemblies like?
Well, I was always on the stage side of school assemblies because I was in band, and you know the band.
That's lame.
But you guys never had like dudes come to your school and talk about like gangs and like smoking.
Oh yeah.
Like,
I remember it was always like a really funny guy too. Like they try to get the funniest guy possible to do that.
Well, he probably makes the rounds. You know, he does it all over.
It's basically you in about 15 years.
Yeah, it's me. Like I'm one of those guys. Like kids, I used to be addicted to crystal smack. That's a combination of crystal meth and smack. But I changed my ways. Hang on, I'm like scratching my nose and shit.
No, we had this guy come in once in high school, and he talked about gangs. I don't know why, because I lived in, you know, a 1 square mile suburban New Jersey town where there were no gangs.
Are there gangs in New Jersey? Surely there's some.
Apparently there was some gangs in my town, but they were like, they had nothing to do with any high school kids or anyone that actually lived in the town. You know, they were just from towns over that happened to be in our town. So the guy was like, you know, he was like trying to talk like how the kids talk. And, you know, he was
trying
like,
to like crack his voice and go through puberty again.
Yeah.
He was like, drugs are great. Psych.
You know, I remember one thing he said, and I never heard this term before. I want to know if you guys have heard this.
Okay.
Because I haven't used it since high school, and I've never heard anyone else use it.
Where's the beef?
He was like, where's the beef? Now we're sponsored by Wendy's, everybody.
Wendy's.
Just check out the Baconator.
I don't think they
bacon
have
bacon is another one of those internet memes.
Yeah, shit. Fucking hate bacon. But
if you think bacon is funny, it's not. I'm sorry. So I continue.
PSA.
But so he was like, oh man, it's brick outside. Do you guys know what that means? Brick.
It's brick.
I know brick as in like when you're playing basketball and you're
like, I thought he meant like poop because like, you know, like
I just
bricked in, you know, someone's mouth. Yeah.
What?
You've never heard that either?
No. Bricking in someone's mouth?
You have some like sort of weird New Jersey slang.
I guess so. But apparently, New Jersey is like apparently brick means cold.
I've never heard that.
I had to like ask people after this. I felt like such a dweeb. I was like, what do you mean by it was brick outside?
is there a brick oven?
Someone just like,
is there a brick oven pizza?
Yeah.
Is there Legos outside?
Yeah.
And then you say, excuse me, it's Lego. Yeah.
No, I was never one of those people. Are you guys like the kind of people that say like Lego or Legos?
No, I really don't give a shit.
Wait, yeah, I don't. Is there a difference?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I know.
I could only have Duplo as a kid. I would chew them otherwise.
As an adult.
And as an adult, yeah. I always said Legos.
You know, in about like 5 years or so, there's going to be people speaking publicly at high school. Be like, listen, kids. Chuck Norris just isn't funny anymore, guys. You know.
I hope that's our biggest problem one day in schools.
If that is our biggest problem, I'd say we come pretty
far. It's also like the word epic. The word epic is...
It's on its way out already.
Epic and fail.
Epic and fail aren't on their way out already. It's only like the people that are like really behind internet things, you know?
Well, I just think like whatever the next big internet for, I already hate it. I hate everything.
Garbage. Like, yeah.
It's the meme pictures right now. That's like reaching the peak. Like the rage faces are on their way out. And like the meme pictures.
Yeah, I never even got into that. I only saw fragments of it.
I'm glad I never was like in an environment that I just because
they're so like awkwardly worded.
Yeah,
it's like who writes like that? That's
I feel like also part of it is that there's younger people on the internet now, right?
Because get off my internet.
You know what I mean? Like
we get off my internet. Get off my virtual lawn on Second Life.
People who generate internet culture, I would say now, are between the ages of 15 and 30.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but
and
yeah,
now like
true.
we're on the outset, and so we're the old geezers.
Yeah. We are the old at ages of 20.
Back in my day, we 25. Podcasted. We talked into microphones.
We're still doing it.
but like, look how far the internet's come since we've been on it.
I know. There's
it's
still
the future.
Plenty of
we're living
cum.
In the future.
I get it.
Speaking of future. We meant to ask this last week, and we didn't get around to it.
BigHotShow.com/future.
No.
Yes. That's a new one. We got to set up.
Okay, first of all, I feel like there's a limit of one per every 2 weeks, all right?
No, there's one per episode.
Yeah.
Second, we were talking about this, because Ken, I think you posed the question.
Yeah, I did pose this question.
How did you phrase it?
If you had a choice, again, this is a complete nerd question, but, you know, we're all nerds here. We accept that.
45-year-old nerds.
45-year-old nerds, no. If 46. You had a choice to live in one university, what would you live in? A sci-fi universe or a fantasy universe? And when I say fantasy, I mean it has like magic and stuff like that.
Like, now could it be anime fantasy? We talking Final Fantasy here.
No, I'm talking like Western fantasy, like, you know, wizards.
Tolkien.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Would it be? And sci-fi could be, obviously. Fine. No, let's be fair about this. It could be any culture's fantasy, but it's like.
Any culture's fantasy.
Any culture's fantasy. Changes it. Because like when I say sci-fi, it could be any sci-fi, with the exception,
or it could be like Chinese myth dragons,
with the exception of Star Wars, because that's not sci-fi, that's fantasy.
That is an internet meme that it still is not dead. By the way, I love
it's
that video.
The best.
What? Which one?
The Snorlax.
The Pokemon Snorlax.
Video. Of course, you think it's the best because you love Pokemon.
Oh, I love Pokemon, but no, you should watch this, Ken. You would actually.
Obviously, the answer is sci-fi. Obviously, you get space technologies, meet alien races.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Let me ask you all a question. Oh, you both are on my side, so it doesn't matter. But would you rather live in a world where everyone slept on rocks and nobody bathed? Or you have...
But you could just cast a spell and bathe yourself.
Yeah, we're talking about the fantasy
version. But why would you
want
to if no one else bathed? Then you'd be the weirdo because you're clean.
But like fantasy doesn't imply that like people aren't bathing.
It does.
No, we're talking, right, we're talking about fantasy. And most of these fantasies, like, let's never mention...
In my fantasy, no one's bathing.
What kind of fantasy? When I say fantasy, I'm not talking sexual.
Okay. This changes things.
It still might be cool to live in like one of the... See, I think I would like a J-pop fantasy where everyone looks like a lady.
Again, not my sexual odds. Fantasies.
Well, Blake, I've got a bar for you.
I think I do the sci-fi thing just because it's just like
I want to like fly around in spaceships and like
I want like
a holodeck. I want like,
well, if you have a holodeck, you could do anything though.
So sci-fi is clearly the best because you could do whatever you want.
That's true, but like you could like be a wizard and like create some sort of illusion. I don't know.
Yeah, no, there's no reason
to
look.
If you think this argument or debate, if this is even is one, if you think it's worth answering, call 1-845-A-CUT-JEW.
Or send us an email.
It still makes me laugh. It's weeks in. I'm still laughing at a cut.
Or send us an email at feedback@bighotshow.com.
Matt, you want to talk about email signatures?
I do.
Lay it on me.
I totally forgot about this.
Perfect segue.
All right, no problem. I got this covered, guys.
Well, yeah, we were talking about emails. So I don't. Do you guys use email signatures? I was woefully unprepared for this.
No, I don't.
You guys know what email is.
But like no, because like
yeah, we're sounding older and older by the minute.
But you know, we
hold on. What's this internet meme? Is email? Like, what the fuck is this shit?
Electronic mail. Next, you're gonna tell me that. You
guys know how on punch cards they got all those holes.
We can talk to people through wires.
Why aren't they using BBS?
But I'm not talking about this.
Okay, so
big beautiful shrimp.
We work in like a very forward technology company, but do you guys ever get emails from like people that work, you know, in non-technology oriented companies?
Yeah.
The email signatures are usually like 10 to 40 times longer than the email.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, if you're from the South, most of them are Bible passages.
I mean, yeah. I have an email signature. It's just, I don't know why I put my own name in it. I do put my name in it, but I guess it's because it feels more like a signature. And then I put, like, more contact info in my email.
But some people have, like, you know, like 40-point, you
more,
know,
wait, more contact. Wait a minute. More contact info at your email. They already have your email.
No, more contact than my email, like phone number.
Like phone number.
I see. But still,
Xbox gamer tag,
Telegram.
It drives me crazy when people have when they have their email in. It's like, I've already got it. I can look at it. Don't you know how this works?
Yeah. No. But anyways, continue, Matt.
But yeah, you know, they have like 40-point Comic Sans green, you know, and it's like, you know, if you've received this message in error, burn your computer, murder everyone you know and love. You were not supposed to read this.
You will regret this.
And then they have like quotes or sometimes Bible passages or just weird stuff like that.
Yeah. I think we should start. That should be a new meme now. We should just start putting like Bible
horrible
passages.
Signatures.
Terrible email signatures. Should, serious business email.
Okay, I'm gonna get every verse 4 line 20 of every book in the Bible.
Book
4, line 20 in my email signature.
Yeah, we should have a contest which one gets the most shitty email signatures.
If you have a shitty email signature, email us.
Yeah, email us with your worst email signature.
People are just going to make shit up, right?
You know, that's fine. Let's see your worst. I want some creativity, people.
I used to work at a state institution, and the people at state...
A mental institution?
State institution.
Okay.
Owned by New York State. And the people who work at state institutions usually like have been there for a while. Like it's a pretty solid job you can get.
Right.
Mine was temporarily only because I moved out. But like if I'd stuck there, I probably could still be working there. But like since there was a lot of old employees there was people who like were working there from before they had the internet.
Oh my God.
So they had like their emails were awful because they like just discovered that you can put pictures in email and like like background. And we were using Microsoft Outlook because it was like state sponsored whatever. So like they were using like the backgrounds, the font changes, like animated GIFs in the bottom, sparkles, it was absolutely terrible. And it was
somehow their signature had a guest book on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And a hit counter.
And a MIDI. The thong song MIDI.
The dancing baby was in there.
They had a web ring for each individual email.
No, do you guys get email forwards from relatives?
No.
Sometimes I do, and it's like, oh my God.
I changed my email address and did not give my new one out to relatives just because I hated that so much.
I never got any.
And, you know, it's the same level of humor that we were talking about before, like the baby's making weird faces.
Yeah. You know, one I always get, my mom always sends me ones that are like some crazy fucking thing that would never happen that you have to watch out for now. They're like, oh, if you're driving down the road and your car breaks down, don't put a white thing on your car to show distress because then people think that means sex. Or it's like, what? No one thinks that ever.
It's like, watch out when you turn on lights because light bulbs could explode and they could turn into bees in the hurry. Pass this along to 15 people so they don't die. Oh, Obama sucks. 420.
There was one where it was like, don't drink out of plastic water bottles because if you leave them in the sun, it will give you cancer.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It's like, what are you talking about?
Science
who's
book?
Leaving their water bottles in the sun?
Who's in the sun?
Yeah.
Do you know that's actually a way to disinfect water? Just to get on a side topic, but you can actually, if you leave water in the sun in a bottle of water,
you know,
for 6 hours, it disinfects. So that's like the opposite of being true.
It's not true.
It's called the Sodus water cleaning system. They put it. They use it in third world countries. They don't have access to.
I'm sure there's more to it than just leaving water in the sun.
No, that's why it's fascinating.
Leaving water in the sun is the basis of like mosquitoes.
No, in
life
like
cycle.
In a water bottle sealed, not like poured in Jim's truck. By the way, you don't have a truck because you live in a third world country. That's the least of your problems if you got a truck.
Everyone named Jim has a truck down there, doesn't it? Don't they?
Oh, basically,
everyone's just named Jim. Jimbo, Jim Bob.
You know my favorite thing about
Jimmy John.
Well, you know, I mean, these are the kinds of names that you would hear like a local carnival. I would feel like.
I like how you interrupted my terrible segue to do your own terrible segue.
Yeah,
you guys want to see my terrible segue? I just rolled another segue for everyone at home.
Local carnivals.
The local ones. Not your theme parks. That's a whole other topic on its own. But the local carnivals that rolled in with their like jankety ass. Like.
Now, when I was from Jackson, that's a big city. We had state fairs.
Yeah, state fair. Yeah,
that's a little different, right?
Yeah. No, Blake.
Those are like a really big carnival.
Could you post on our feed a picture of you winning the prize hog? There's just like four pigs.
14
and like,
ounces. That's a small ass
Blake,
pig.
Blake's just like standing there on all fours, you know, with a blue ribbon, like smiling.
I ate the most Crisco in 6 minutes.
There's like a southern contest. You just bring everyone up on stage.
Now, what's the difference between a state fair and a carnival, or is there any difference?
I think it's just size. A state fair is like a really big. A carnival is like a few rides. A state fair is like it was on like a fairgrounds and
it's like an like, event.
I don't think there was. There's a New York.
It was
state
once
fair.
A year.
I don't think there's a New York State Fair, but there's definitely a county fair in our Buffalo area where I lived.
Where, if I want to go to a carnival, I guess Coney Island would be the closest carnival to us.
I guess it's a
yeah. Coney Island's more of a boardwalk, so it's like a. It's, yeah.
Permanent.
There.
It's a permanent carnival. Yeah. These are temporary carnivals. So the people that roll in and they have like do you guys you guys went to these, right?
Yeah.
You ever been on the Tilt-A-Whirl?
That's the one that goes it spins and it also tilts a little bit.
Yeah,
it tilts
a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. Like how's this supposed to be fucking scary at all? It's like you rotate and you tilt a little bit.
It's scary.
No, I mean, there are way more weenie rides than the Tilt-A-Whirl. There's that, you know, the dragon thing that's like a roller coaster, but it's
yeah,
not
that,
a roller
oh,
yeah,
that thing. That's the only roller down. Coaster I've been. Oh, no, not that one. No, I've been on a dragon roller coaster, but it was really
No.
Small.
I'm talking about the one that's like, it's, you know, they put it in these like carnivals that are the size of a parking lot. So it's only like, you're going in a circle. It's like the NASCAR of roller coasters.
The NASCAR. I think there actually is a NASCAR roller coaster.
God, if I wish. Oh, man.
Yeah, I never really went on the rides, but I would always do like the carnival games, you know, like the
buy as much fried dough as possible game.
No, I won that one though. But no, like, you know, like the water gun, you shoot it into the clown's mouth and the balloon pops or.
Oh, remember the fish where you fish and there's like these little plastic fish that come up.
Yeah,
and
like, oh, yeah. Whichever like sticker it has, like that's the prize you get.
And it was always like the worst sticker.
Yeah, the shit prize. Yeah.
It was always the shit prize.
They did that with like ducks too. So it's like even easier. You don't even have to fish. You just pick up a duck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that the worst. Pick up a duck.
But I always, like the last time I went was the 90s. And I know we always talked about the 90s on the show. Mm-hmm. But you know, they always had like weird, you know, very 90s prizes, like the big top hats.
Oh yeah,
you know, with the stripes.
Those things, yeah.
Oh yeah,
and like you know,
there's
like
a cat in a hat.
Framed pictures of like Space Jam.
Why were they framed?
I don't know why they were framed. I guess you don't want to lose your collector's value. You
Here's
know?
Your chance to do your dance at Space Jam. All right.
Just like stuff like that were very
dude.
Nice.
When I used to DJ, like, I would play Space Jam every single night.
Oh, man. I love Space Jam.
There was something else it mixed with, like Space Jam mixed perfectly with some other like song.
Space Peanut Butter.
Space Jam and I can't remember now. Forgotten.
Like you know,
Creedence Clearwater or something.
Revival.
Of course, you would mix Space Jam.
Yeah,
with CCR.
No,
I think Space Jam mixed with CCR is exactly.
Yeah,
you
that's exactly.
Song. That's Blake Buck. Go to www.bighotshow.com/BlakeBuck.mp3 and you will find this song.
I can't remember. We'll find it. I'll find that that remix I did. Anyway, that's you know what else about the 90s?
Space. Yeah, sorry.
Hey, guys. We were talking earlier about
Space Jam.
Remember how big mascots were in the 90s with like Domino's had the Noid?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And even the Olympics had mascots. Oh, wait. They always had mascots.
You know,
what were some of these other ones, though?
The 90s mascot. It was like the blue thing.
Yeah, the
it was like an Olympi or some shit.
What was like? But there was like, yeah, there's shit.
The
like,
California Raisins.
California Raisins.
Oh yeah, God.
There was always like claymation shit too. Like, what was with like claymation mascots in the 90s?
I guess claymation just. I mean, I don't know. I guess it was around before the 90s, but it seemed It seemed like it got big in the 90s. Maybe I'm making that up.
I think it got big in the 90s.
No, because they had like Mr. Bill was on Saturday Night Live in like the 70s, right?
70s, 80s, 90s were claymation.
And today,
the claymation.
Now that's what I call music.
That's what I call claymation. I'm 69.
Man, remember like...
No, because there was even Nintendo 64 Clay Fighters. Remember that?
Oh, man. Clay Fighter 63 and a third.
63 and a third, yeah.
They're being clever instead of 64.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, God. I remember I was so excited when Clay Fighters came out. I was like, this is it.
Even though they just ripped off the 33, and like Naked Gun 33 and a third with that joke.
Well, did it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pretty sure it did.
Well, either way.
Yeah.
I never played
real,
it. But do you guys remember Skull Monkeys?
Skull Monkeys?
For the PlayStation.
No.
It sounds familiar.
It was a platformer, but it was all claymation. I rented it once from Blockbuster in like 1998, and that was the one and only time I played it. I wish I could play it again.
Wait, you went to a Blockbuster within the past 20 years?
I said in 1998. Oh, yeah, the past 20 years.
Oh my God. Yeah, man.
Who the fuck goes to those anymore?
No one.
I remember there was still a Blockbuster in our town. They were holding out. Maybe even like 2 years ago, there was still a Blockbuster because a college town can support a singular Blockbuster.
What? Yeah, but the only reason it supports is because people go there to get a job, but they don't sell anything.
I actually, in 2006, I briefly worked at a Blockbuster.
How? What was your business model?
I don't know. No, there's still a lot of people that came.
Failure.
In.
That was our model, and it's working.
Like, we're going down.
It was in a very bad neighborhood. Mm-hmm. If you're familiar with New Jersey, it was on the border of Newark and Elizabeth. Okay. And my first day there, someone held up the store with a gun.
Nice.
And the cops took 20 minutes to get
there. Were you
there? Yes.
Nice. Or were you held up? You weren't held up though.
No. The manager up front was, and like she just like opened the register, and the guy ran out. And, you know, someone called the cops and like, we're all just like sitting there. We're like, what if he comes back?
I think he's going to come back.
Don't worry about it.
So yeah, it happens all the time.
And the cop was like, I guess we'll look for him.
And you're like, dangerous areas of New Jersey. Are there really dangerous areas of New Jersey?
Camden, New Jersey is the most dangerous. Now the second most, but it was the most dangerous city in America.
I believe. Really? I believe New Jersey has a higher crime rate than New York City.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I say New Jersey, I mean the New Jersey area touching New York City.
The thing about New Jersey, it's like, it's so diverse. There's like some of the richest areas in the country and some of the poorest areas.
Yeah. I've noticed that's also true in the South. Like Memphis is an amazing example.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Memphis is just swimming in like high class.
Oh my God. This Southern wealth, billionaires.
Are you plantation?
I don't know if you know, people in the South somehow own everything. They have plantations and like guns.
Does everyone have that?
And Humvees.
I just imagine like all the rich people in the South like call themselves Colonel.
And they wear
like the white like, you know, suits or like seersucker suits, and they all go like, I do declare.
No, but I'm saying like
hot one today.
Like there are like Memphis is a classic example of extreme Southern wealth right next to like the most poor nightmare neighborhoods.
July. Jambalaya.
That's the name of my mammy.
Bourbon.
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 My daughter. Bourbon.
Oh my God. All right. No more of that.
No, there's more of that.
Let's see. What else? What else are we going to talk about? Oh, we were going to talk about, speaking of horribly racist stereotypes.
Oh, yeah. We ordered from a Mexican restaurant today.
Grubhub.com.
Okay, side tangent, like, you know, those delivery websites we go to, you order delivery online, and websites, you know, whatever. They got their listing of whatever delivery websites they're listed on here, and on the front it says seamless.com, which is correct, delivery.com, which is correct. We'll take our $500 checks. Thanks. And here's the third listing, grubbub.com.
Now that's actually, my dad calls me Bub. Is that a Southern thing?
Yeah, I think it's a Southern
thing. No, it's a Wolverine thing.
You know, did your dad have claws coming out of his hand too?
Yeah, well, sometimes. Yeah.
Your dad made of adamantium?
No. In case you don't know.
Adamantium.
Adamantium, the most indestructible dad on earth. That's it. That's it.
Oh my God. But what I can't believe is they have a picture of Speedy Gonzalez on the front of this. Yeah. Like an unlicensed, I'm sure, Speedy Gonzalez.
It's very unlicensed. 2012.
And they're using Speedy Gonzalez on the front. And, you know, as you know, that Speedy...
Matt just drew nightmare things on this while we were setting up for the show.
I opened up the menu and just his turds on the inside.
Point being, I can't believe Speedy Gonzalez was like a thing from our childhood, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
and it's still Gonzalez, you can still go to the store.
Speedy
maybe
Gonzalez
not.
Was in Space Jam, so like it's not like he went away.
Yeah, right. Like Speedy Gonzalez.
Do you guys remember
in
his
Space
brother?
Jam.
Yeah, it was.
There's like sleeping
Wetback Jones. Like yeah. Couldn't get any worse.
Yeah,
he was always like sleeping.
Yeah, he was like a sleepy.
Oh my God! But like, what a like how was that okay when we were kids to be like, oh yeah, Speedy Gonzalez, no big deal.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think this was just from the reruns that they played it though. It's not like they made new racist Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah, that's also weird that in the '90s we were watching cartoons from like the '40s, '50s, and '60s
because they're still funny.
Yeah.
No, I know they're so funny, but it just seems weird. They're like, oh, we don't have any programming. Let's just go to this back catalog. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much what Nickelodeon was like. At like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
6 a.m.
Yeah. I mean, they had, it's like, not like they were going to run what's it called, Rugrats or whatever at that time, because the people watching Nickelodeon that time were either unemployed or got dads about to go to work, and so they could at least watch some sort of nostalgia.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we're about an hour in here. I think we got ready to move on to voicemails.
Voicemails.
We have some male voices coming.
Male voices.
All right, kids, calm down. All right, here's our first one. Everybody, get ready.
I'm ready.
Voicemail one.
Hey, man, you eat ass.
Wait, okay, what was that?
Play again.
I think he said, hey, man, do you eat ass? Let's try it again.
Hey, man, you eat ass?
Yes, I do. Next question. Yes.
Next voicemail.
Hey, Big Hot Show. This is a death threat. First, I'm going to kill Ken. Obviously, I'm going to kill Ken first.
Obviously.
I'm going to grab him by his hair. I'm going to punch him in the hair. I'm going to kill him.
Don't punch him in my hair.
That one guy is going down. I forgot his name, Kyle. Kyle's going to die.
Kyle. Oh, man, yeah, poor Kyle.
Where's Kyle?
Ben, Frank, saving you for last, buddy. Saving you for last.
Frank's going down last.
I think he said Blake.
Watch out, Frank. Kyle.
No, he said Frank.
All right, so...
Welcome to Big Hot Show with Ken, Kyle, and Frank.
I want to be Frank, for the record.
Let's be frank for a second.
Kyle,
we need a Frank on this show.
All right, our next one.
All right, can you guys give me a job? All right, thanks.
You say joke or job?
A job. I think he said job.
I was gonna say joke. Just look in the mirror.
Does he know we're not making it?
Well now he has a job. Ken, you're fired.
Is his name Kyle or Frank?
Yeah, if it's either one of those, you're fucking hired.
Yeah.
All right, let's play our last one.
Hey, y'all. This is Cash Steam Machine. Just calling to leave you a polite...
What?
Happy Monday, and I hope that your day is wonderful. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Whoa!
That was the nicest voicemail. A fucking lie. There's no way we got a nice, respectful email. Oh,
we got a nice
voicemail.
It was nice. It was very pleasant.
I don't like it. Very nice. Let's play the death threat again.
Big Hot Show.
I love the juxtaposition between the two. I hope you have a nice weekend. Hello, Big Hot Show. I'm not even going to bother to learn your names before I murder you.
Just Ken. Now I feel terrible. I'm going to be the one who's going to be murdered, and you guys get to live.
Well,
he'll be looking for Frank and Kyle.
Unless he finds our new employee, Frank.
Okay. We'll give the other guy a job.
Yeah. Your name's Frank, and welcome to Big Hot Show.
All right, guys. Well, if you got any feedback for us, give us a call. It's
1-845 a cut Jew. If you got any circumcisions to talk about, that's the place to do it as well.
If you have any reason to talk to the show at all,
just don't.
Leave us. Also, send us some email. I want some emails.
Yeah. I don't have. I checked. I just haven't checked them.
Well, if you don't, still send us emails.
I think they forward to me. I think
feedback. Feedback at besthotshow.com.
It's a best hot.
The best hot podcast show. .org.
Feedback at bighotshow.com.
Also, follow us on Twitter. Subscribe to us on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Leave us cool comments.
There's jokes in this part of the show, too.
We're asking you to do a lot
right
now.
I'm at Blake Buck. Ken, who are you?
I'm at Ahuge9, A-H-U-J-9.
And I'm at McDonald's. Today's sponsor.
I'm loving it.
I'm loving it, guys. No, I'm CheeseGod69.
That moon is smiling down at me.
Sorry, I'm CheeseGod69 on Twitter.
All right, so yeah, I got loose feedback, and we were going to talk about this.
What about what?
You mentioned this. I feel like it's a bad idea before I even say it. Our 10th episode is coming up. Who suggested
this? The big one.
I suggested it.
Ken suggested we do a live stream for our 10th episode.
I think a live stream would be good. I mean, as long as we record it for playback later.
No, I mean, that's no big deal. I've done that before, but,
yeah.
Are we going to have more than like one listener who's masturbating to us? Because I feel like that's all we're going to have.
Though, Matt and I both have a very captive audience on Twitter, so I think we can at least goad some people. Like,
by captives, we mean they're all in prison
right
now.
Yeah, So I think we can get some people to call. I think we can get some callers in.
Yeah, so
we can at least get our moms to call.
If this sounds like a good idea, do you leave us feedback and let us know.
On our live show, let's all three of us call our moms.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't want to do it if we go through all the work and then nobody listens. So if you would actually listen and we set up the time, let us know.
So the episode 10.
We will promote it heavily.
We will promote it, yes.
And by that, we mean throw in that the trash. No one should ever hear.
That means you have to get episode 9 out before episode 10.
So, from all of us here, now that it's September and the show is coming up, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm Ken.
And I'm Matt, wishing you all a Merry Christmas.
And I'm Frank.
And we'll see you next time.
And I'm Kyle.